Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
To Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, don't mess my name up again, Joe.
I'm sorry.
He's feeling a little, he's upset, Chuck. Leave him alone.
Yeah, he's thrown off.
I am thrown off.
Yeah. He's upset with me.
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, morning? Hey, Rube, listen, Rube. You know, my guy. You're my guy, Rube. You know what I mean? The GM of the year. You know what I'm saying to you? The GM of the year, because, you know, it's a GM in a city that I can't stand. And, now that I look back at your career, I kind of appreciate you more. You know, Daryl Morey.
That's thoughtful. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. Daryl Morey is the biggest joke I've ever seen in my life. Nobody's talking about him. He's just going under the radar, you know.
Look, we talk about him, but if he was the Eagles GM, it'd be a bigger deal because they do get more attention. It's an absolute travesty, Chuck.
Joe, it's a disaster.
It is.
Joe, this guy, and he's talking about trading out the third pick. Well, I tell you, he better be right. He had better be right if he trade out the third pick, because Ace Bailey go. Imagine he go and be, you know, anything like a Kevin Durant or something. Just saying,
Chuck. It's as simple as this. You can't trust Embiid to chase this title with. Let's trade the third pick who can be here for 12 years for a guy who can be here for 2 years. You can't do
it. That's what I'm
saying.
Can't do it. You cannot do that.
Correct.
You already paid the guy, and you didn't have to. You know what I mean? You put us in this box. It's just a disaster, man. Yep. I don't want to talk about it. It's a disaster. I called to say about the Phillies real quick, though, right? I didn't think they would have a good year. But they are warming up to me, and I'm happy they're doing good. They're beating up on tomato cans right now, but it's baseball.
Yep.
But listen, this is what Aaron Nola needs to do, right? He probably won't play, you know, in the playoffs with these pitchers the way they're pitching. Then you saw my bringing up Andrew Painter. Focus on doing what you can to contribute to the team, and that's being in the bullpen. Maybe you get some bullpen innings from him. You know what I mean? In the playoffs. We always need bullpen arms. Focus on being the best bullpen guy you can be. You pitch your time in, Aaron. Sometimes change is inevitable, and you have to accept it in life. So just accept this change and just, you know, contribute the best way you can by winning a championship here and being the best bullpen arm you can be.
There are better options. He's not an option for the bullpen. No, he's never done in his life.
Literally in his life,
he's never come out of a bullpen.
And it's just like it doesn't even seem like his stuff can be bullpen stuff.
I mean, he may get a tick on his fastball, whatever. He just needs to get back to where he was about three starts ago. When he was spinning the baseball properly, he was moving the baseball, keeping it down in the zone, mixing it up. That's who he is. Eat innings, be durable, and just be that guy. And that's enough.
Listen, Chuck, here's where I'm at, man. Nola to the bullpen, maybe in October, but absolutely not when he comes back from the injury. Like, absolutely not. Give him every opportunity. Because remember this, man. The fifth starter, whoever the hell it is, you know, that can be a six inning guy. Like, that's more valuable to me than one inning in a bullpen three times a week. Get him right, start him, figure out as you approach the trade deadline and ultimately October who's in the bullpen in the playoffs and who's not. You don't need to figure that out yet. I'm certainly not starting freaking Taijuan Walker instead of Aaron Nola.
Most rotations can't even get their second or third guy to throw five or six
innings. Not doing it. Chuck, I need an answer from you.
Joe, let me.
What?
Listen, Bryce Harper never played first base, and he's the first baseman. So you can't say that, all in all, he's not going to be a good ball. The guy has pitched some big innings in the playoffs. I'm sure he can pitch one or two innings.
Listen, in the playoffs, yes, but I'm not doing it in freaking June. I'm not doing that.
I'm not talking about June. I'm talking about in the playoffs.
October. Well, no, I'm open-minded to it. I've told you that. Chuck, I need an answer, a plot twist.
Yeah, Orphan.
You got it, pal. Movie? All right, pal. Chuck, good call as always. All right, so coming up in a minute here, I want to get to something that Diddy said about the tush push yesterday and the vote going the Eagles' way. Some interesting stuff from Ray coming up shortly here. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire. Obviously, they're amazing. It was great. It was great last night at the client party we had with the Lombardi trophies here at WIP. Trophies, that's right, two. Seeing Greg and the squad from United Tire. Wonderful people, man. Wonderful people. United Tire, they do great work. And they got 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley, whether it's for service, you know, general service, or specifically tires. They cover it all. They also do great work for the community. Put another way for you. So United Tire has partnered with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia to help fund life-saving care, comfort, and brighter days. Whether you need service or not, this May, and obviously there's about a week to go in May, this May, stop into your locally owned United Tire and donate, if you can, please, to support Children's Hospital, support the kids in the hospital, and United Tire will match dollar for dollar. That's right, every single dollar. They will match dollar for dollar your donation and give you a voucher for $50 off a set of four new tires. It's a great way to get your car serviced the right way and obviously help some kids in need at the same time. Please find the location nearest you at UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone and drive United. All right, a couple Tush Push related pieces of audio I want to get to. I want to do an audible at the line of scrimmage. I want to play the Lewis Riddick audio first. So, Lou, you know, one of the things we're asking today, major win for the Eagles, minor win for the Eagles, you know, how do you kind of assess it? You can tell from Lewis Riddick's standpoint, he thinks this is a big deal for the Eagles. I agree with him. Here's what he said.
I think here, you know, for Philadelphia, hey, look, this is it's a huge win for them. Other teams need to look at exactly, you know, what kind of countermeasures can they put into place in order to slow it down, which quite honestly, I don't really think you can. Their offensive line is just too good. Jalen Hurts is just too strong. And whether or not, unless you have about three or four Vita Veas from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're cooked. You're cooked when they decide to do this. It's just over. It's a wrap.
I said earlier, I'll say again, and I don't know if Lewis Riddick would agree with this, but it sounds like the kind of thing I'm talking about. I don't think other teams will stop the Eagles. I think this whole thing moving forward is about whether other – tell me if you agree with this, Ruben. It's about whether other offenses can get proficient at it, not whether their defenses can stop the Eagles.
I totally agree with that. And other teams should be working to try to be good at it. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, it's there. It's there for their
like, for
use.
Instance, Mekhi Becton.
I mean, Mekhi all you got to do is watch some film. Bro.
Well, watch film, but also Mekhi Becton now plays for a different team. He was obviously in the meetings with Jeff Statler.
Right.
If I'm his offensive line coach, hey, Mekhi.
What are they doing?
What works?
What's
the technique?
Yeah.
Now, listen, not every team's going to have Dickerson and Mulatto on the left side. Not every team's going to have Jalen Hurts. Very few. Maybe two or three teams in football. Josh Allen being an example. Big, burly guy that can barrel in there. But for the most part, not that. But the technique is such a big part of it. So
it really is. And I can't understand why other teams have not deployed this. I just don't get it.
They clearly haven't worked on it as much.
Every sport is a copycat sport. I mean, when something works, why would you not utilize that piece?
All right. So the Diddy commented after the vote yesterday. Ray Dittinger was on with John Clark on John's podcast. Here's Ray's perspective on yesterday's development.
I think there were a couple of kind of hard-nosed, old-school football guys, coaches now, that just didn't like the idea of litigating stuff out of the game. And I'm talking about Dan Campbell and Mike Vrabel. Were two coaches who, when the trend was all seeming to move towards getting rid of the tush push, Vrabel and Dan Campbell both said, no, that's the way you settle things in football is you settle them on the field. You don't settle them in a boardroom. And you don't settle them with politicking and lobbying and all that kind of stuff. This is football. This isn't passing a bill on Capitol Hill.
I love that line. I mean, it's a pretty good way to
that
sum it up.
So great.
Perfect.
I mean, thank goodness that we had those guys in that room.
Yeah, that's
guys who could keep things, I don't know, the way they should be, old school, a little more level-headed. Like, let's settle things on the field, fellas.
They
may have
made the difference.
I didn't think about Vrabel being attached to the Patriots initially, you know, when I was looking at the list of teams. But, you know, of course, it makes sense that Mike Vrabel would be on
Bills
this side of it.
Being on the other side of it, you know, with McDermott.
Yep.
I believe it's every AFC.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
C's team voted, you know, in favor, like in favor of not, you know, banning it, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think the most interesting, for me, the most interesting thing about the way teams voted was that only one other NFC team supported keeping it. Because the Eagles are a bigger threat, you know, conference thing and all that. All right, so let's...
Only one team who we play supports this play.
Well, let's listen
to... the Detroit Lions.
Let's listen to the coach of the Lions. So the audio we have here of Dan Campbell was not from yesterday. It was from earlier in the offseason. But it was when he was talking about the tush-push and kind of where it could go and his opinion on it. Here's what Dan Campbell had said.
I'm like, hey, man, they like Philly obviously is known for this because... you know, they're the ones who've really kind of perfected it and done it, do it over and over. And I'm like, man, good for them. And if you got something, we got to stop it. So, like, to me, leave it in. And, you know, we play them this year. We got to find a way to stop it. And I like that.
Props to that guy. I mean, look,
he's
I thought
so
it,
awesome. Yeah,
he says he likes that.
Yeah.
He likes that.
It's a challenge. He likes to be challenged.
This is, this is noble. This is what you do. This is when you go out there and you settle it like men.
I
appreciate
that. It could hurt them. Ruben, you never should have let the Braves in the NL East in the 1990s.
My fault.
No, 100% your fault.
Definitely my fault.
I mean, they had freaking Maddox.
A lot of things are my fault.
Maddox
that
Glavin,
was one of them.
And Maddox, Glavin, and Smoltz, and the organization's right. Like, hey,
14 years later, we didn't win one division.
I'm well aware. I remember in the moment being so out of my mind. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Brian in Abington. Brian, how you doing, bud?
Good, how you doing, Joe?
I can always find a way, you know, to... I got to bring Ruben's pass into this somehow. Yeah,
because I zipped you.
What's up, dude?
You 100% won that debate yesterday.
Thank you.
100%. Ike had to prove that Barkley had the best season. All you had to do was put a shadow of doubt in the debate. You did that right away.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So why does everyone think I lost that debate?
Was there a poll taken?
No, but
about
like,
whether was it, why isn't there a poll taken?
I wonder why Brian, why are you doing this? What makes you such a Joe
he's getting
debate
paid off.
Fan?
When I heard,
because you're the only person who thinks that
you are.
I was like, there's no way Joe is going to win this. I was like, he 100% is going to lose, and then he put a shadow of doubt. That's all he had to do.
Well, it sounds like you're judging this is a little kinder than the way everyone else judges it.
All Joe had to do was prove that Saquon wasn't the best. He didn't have to prove who had the best season.
Well, no, wasn't that the question?
Well, yeah. I mean,
to prove that he was the best or not?
And the other thing, Brian, and I think I needed bonus points for this. Who wanted that assignment that I got? I mean, Saquon's an active player that is universally beloved and respected, and I'm the guy that has to come in here and argue against the guy.
The contra.
I mean, that is rough.
Give me some extra points. I'll give you a lot of credit.
You should get a little for love for that.
That's true.
When Rod Lake and our program director approached me with it, I'm like, well, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Why do I have to take that side?
Yeah, I mean, what is this nonsense? Anyway, it's all good. Brian, give me an answer, pal. You can win the Phillies tickets. Oh, what was the plot twist?
Lost?
Did you say what?
Lost.
Oh, lost. Yeah. Yes, lost. Yeah. You know, I might watch that someday.
I never watched any of it.
I never watched
it. Oh, really?
Not a second.
I watched a little bit of it.
So Lost and 24 overlapped, right? They were the two shows that were sort of same time? I think
Lost
so.
Lost was first.
I didn't watch either of them.
Lost was before 24. 24 is solid.
Well, 24 is outstanding.
Keep Ruben, selling, right?
I think they were same time.
Really?
And I think people were a Lost person or a 24 person, I think.
Interesting.
So what else was at that time that I was neither?
Yeah, me either.
I mean, it's
there must have been something else.
Dude, that's like the Ally McBeal.
What year are we talking?
Well, I remember your Eagles would be playing, and you'd be seeing these promos for like Ally McBeal, the Jessica Alba. What was her show?
Was John playing then?
Alias.
Maybe that's
no,
right. That's
not, why. No, not Jessica Garner. Jessica Alba. She was in that show. Oh, she looked
vampire or something.
Man.
I remember.
Not vampire.
Oh, it was like I'd be watching Eagles games and I'd see the Jessica Alba commercials. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
More of that and then less of the Eagles.
Yep. Agreed.
All right.
She's getting a divorce, you know.
I tell you, there's hope for the men in the world.
Hope for folks.
But not for you.
No, I'm not looking for Jessica Alba. But, I mean, I'm just saying, if I was, then...
Dark Angel? Is that
Dark Angel is what it was.
That's exactly... Yeah, well, maybe it was a vampire. Was it vampire?
Dark Angel. Ish. Yeah.
I thought it was.
I think. Yeah. I don't think I ever saw it.
Whoa.
Wasn't friend of the show, David Boreanaz, affiliated with that show?
Been on the program multiple times. Was he in that show?
With Dark Angel?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He was part of Buffy.
Yes.
Yes.
Was he somehow part of Dark Angel as well? Maybe I'm way off base there.
And he was part of the Immaculata movie. Immaculata winning the first three championship in women's college basketball. Shout out to Kathy Rush.
Oh, wow.
Basketball Hall of Famer.
Wow.
All right, 215-592-9494. Rhea Hughes against Elliot Shore Parks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about whether Josh Harris is a good owner. I encourage you to listen for the hilarity of how Elliot will try to sell this nonsense. That and more up ahead on a great day on 94WIP.
Let me talk about my good friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill. I've been working with them, leasing with Lexus of Cherry Hill for over a decade. There are a lot of great reasons why. They're an elite Lexus dealer for 2024. They've got great people. They've got great service. You'll receive when you enter the dealership. They've got 2025 Lexus models in. They are moving fast. And Lexus of Cherry Hill is now a 7-time certified J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You'll see that Lexus of Cherry Hill difference when you stop in and see Tony Labello and his team. They'll help guide you to the perfect Lexus, the one of your dreams, because they've got over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Another thing to really love about Lexus of Cherry Hill, they are veteran-owned and operated. So face it, you deserve a Lexus, and you deserve award-winning customer service. Start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.